Let us pray. Father God, we come to you this morning under some dire situation, Father God. But Father God, this is nothing new to you. Your people have had to serve in all kind of conditions.
All right. Yeah. All right.
You never stop being God in those conditions. All right. We're here this morning. We have sung. They have danced and praised.
Yeah.
Father God, life goes on.
Yeah.
And you're going to still be our God. You delivered the Israelites. You have delivered us from slavery. You have done awesome.
All right.
You took a big-headed boy like myself from the streets and placed him in your pulpit.
All right.
Nothing I did. All right. So, Father God, I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. But not just me, Father God, but everyone here has been touched by your power. And we come to serve you. We come to say thank you. Father God, I thank you for the decision. I didn't know which way I would go, but the decision to stay open in your name speaks volume.
Amen.
Not just to this church, but to this community, to the world.
Yeah.
If we claim in you, Father God,
let
our actions show it.
Amen.
So thank you, Father God, for that decision that was made. Thanks for using me as you see fit. I ask that you will remove anything that would hinder me from preaching your word. But I ask that you would encourage your people as you have encouraged me. And I thank you for this glorious opportunity. In your darling son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Good. Now that we are all sick together, and I promise you, I'm one of the healthiest people in here.
Amen.
I promise you. I like to talk to you. It's one of my favorite passages, but I don't preach the same scripture or the same verses all the time, but it's dealing with Joshua. I just love Joshua. And we'll be dealing with Joshua chapter 6, verses 3-7. And if you would please stand as we read the word of God. Chapter 6, starting at verse 3. I want you to get to just say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, "And ye shall compass the city, all ye men are with, and go around about the city once. Thus saith thou, do this 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear before thee are 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compress the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when thou make a loud blast with the ram's horns, and when ye hear the sounds of the trumpets, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend upon every straight before him, every man straight before him. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram horn before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and press the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I'd like to talk to you just for a moment. Victory comes when you follow God's plan. Now, I'm going to read an introduction, and I know we have some people that's in here that's not cowboy fans. And I want them to be quiet. All right? Roger Staubach. Who led the Cowboys to the Super Bowl victory in 1971. Admitted that his position as a quarterback who didn't call his own signals was a source of trials for him. Coach Landry sent in every play. He told Roger when to pass, when to run, and only in emergency situation could he change the play. Even though Roger considered Tom as Coach Landry to have a genius mind when it came to football strategy. Pryor said that he should be able to run his own team. Mm-hmm. Roger had a decision to make. Would he allow his pride to rule his life and ignore his coach, making himself the star? Or would he listen to the coach and do what he wanted? Starback later said, "I faced up to the issues of obedience. Once I learned to obey, there was harmony, fulfillment, and victory." Lose the pride, obey God, and gain victory. That's what I get from that. Lose your pride, obey God, and gain victory.
Amen.
Here we have Joshua and the Israelites who had just crossed the Jordan. They had wandered in the wilderness for 39 years. The wilderness was doing unnecessary for them to do this because they were terrified of the Canaanites. But now, the tides had turned now because they had just crossed the Jordan. And the Canaanites has heard what their God has done for the Israelites. Uh-huh. Now the fear is on the Canaanites.
Well,
I'm just saying, when you're rolling with God, somebody's gonna free you. And that's what has happened. Now God told Joshua, "You see the walls, you see the city, I give it to you." But Joshua had to follow instruction. A lot of times we face obstacles. We face walls in our own lives, but we don't want to follow the instructions.
Well,
see, we allow people to get in our ear. We allow the situation to press us to do something we shouldn't do.
Uh-huh.
We want jobs. And you heard Jackie say she has a job now. But she had to follow God's plan.
Yeah.
You see, she could go and get her own thing when she wanted to, but she had to wait on God.
Amen.
Now I think about all that we all have a different path in life. And we all still have walls in front of us.
Right.
But the walls are only there because you haven't decided to follow God's plan.
Well.
Your faith is not where it should be, because if it was, the walls would be flattened in your life. I'm not saying this to just be talking, but the truth of the matter is, God is a big God.
Yeah.
And if God is with you, who can be against you?
Okay.
It just showed here that Joshua had the city, but he hadn't done nothing yet. But he had to follow God's plan. I remember going into a courtroom and not saying anything and got victory. I remember when the land that I was trying to hold on to, I didn't know whether I wanted to sell it or not. I remember calling the tax office and I talked to a lady, never met her. Her name was Natalie. And I talked to her and she said, "Mr. Ingram, I'm not in the process of taking land. Just do what you can and you can keep your land." And I talked to this lady for a number of times. So I decided, when God blessed me, all I was trying to do was wrong. But when I decided to wait on him, everything turned out right. Every time I tried to do something, the money wasn't there. But when I decided to sit my butt down and listen to God, the money showed up. And when I called up there and said that I was coming, y'all don't hear me. And I told them I wanted to pay the taxes. Not a little bit, but I want to pay all of them.
Well.
And when I got there, they said, "You want to pay all of them?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I want to pay all of them. But I want to meet Miss Natalie." But Miss Natalie is not here. I can't help but say, God had to be working on somebody's heart in that office. And I've yet to meet this lady, but she has an office there. But she has to be touched by God for her to work with me, a black man, in a Klan town neighborhood. I'm telling you, it's full of Klansmen. I know this to be for a fact.
Yes, sir.
But when you go in there and you do it God's way, you get victory.
All right.
I hope I'm encouraging somebody today.
Yeah.
Even in your relationship, when it's not right and you can't make sense of it, do it God's way.
Yeah.
When your health is in the wrong way, stop trying all these different remedies. Why don't you go talk to the true healer? Do it God's way.
Yeah.
when your job situation is at hand, when you got trouble on the job, don't you act like them. Don't you get at them because they're getting at you. Why don't you pray to God and do it God's way and get the victory?
Amen.
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 All right. Come on now. The Bible just said in verse 3, they had to compress the city. Mm-hmm. Now you think about Joshua. I won't be with you long. You think about Joshua. He's a commander of the army. God comes to him and said, I've given you the city. I want you to walk around it. I want you to do this. I want you to be quiet while you're doing it.
Well,
I'm the army. You mean tell me we're not going to pull these bows back and shoot at them? We're not going to ram the gate?
Well,
we're not going to set fire to the wall?
No.
We're not going to get on ladders and climb up on sneeze?
No, ain't gonna
we ain't doing that.
No, we ain't doing that.
Man, you know, I want to get violent. I want to get physical.
Because I'm a soldier.
God.
All
right. Make it you're talking to me, right?
Make it
man, I got my sword and it's sharp today. I want to cut somebody.
Yeah. Right. Amen, bro.
Josh, right. I done give you the city. I'm going to give you some instructions, too.
All right.
But before that happened, before God talked to him, a man showed up.
Well,
and I like Joshua. He like me. Hey, homie, you with us or you against us? Neither, son. I'm the host of God's army.
Well,
I ain't here for all that. I'm here to host this thing. But when you have to look at what's going on here, this man shows up. That's God.
Well.
It's in here. I'm going to get to it, but that's God standing there, giving him confidence and reassuring him, what I said, I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you.
Yeah.
Now, it might not make sense when God tells you, you're going to have victory in your life. And people are wondering why you're sitting still. Don't you worry about them. They're wondering why you're not cussing like everybody else.
Well,
don't you worry about them. If God done told you to be quiet, be quiet. If God done told you to pace the floors and pray, pace the floors and pray. Because victory has already been given, but you just got to follow his instruction to get the victory. You can't do it your way. If God tell you to untie your shoes and loose them and let them go, do that. If God tell you, park your car and walk down to the end of the street and just look both ways and go back home. And then when you get back there, there's a check in the mail. That's victory.
Well,
you got to follow God's plan, not your own plan. Well, I know we get big-headed and we get stubborn and we think we can handle things on our own, but if we can handle things on our own, why is the wall still in our life?
Well,
because the walls are still there because we won't listen to God.
Well,
come on, y'all.
We get so messed up. People are panicking right now because of the corona. Budweiser and Slits too. I don't know. But I'm telling you, ain't neither one of them bigger than my God. Neither one of them. They worried about toilet paper now.
Well,
what has toilet paper got to do with the virus? We so worried about sanitizer. Man, when the doctors go into surgery, what you think he using? Soap and water.
Yeah.
It's been working for years and it's going to keep working. We let things push us away from God.
Well, all right.
Joshua could have did it his way. He is a commander of his army. He does have bows and arrows.
Yeah.
But God has specific instructions for him. And we just read it in verse 3. The Bible said, and he said, compress the city, all you men. Want you to do it every day for 6 days, once a day. But I don't want you to say a word. If they cuss you out, if they spit on you, don't you say a word. You just walk around the city. On the seventh day, victory's going to come. But Joshua, and I can't help but wonder that the Canaanites were looking at him.
Well,
these fools done going crazy. He ain't shooting at us.
Yeah.
He ain't throwing rocks. They ain't throwing spears.
Well,
they've been in the wilderness too long. They done gone crazy.
Yeah.
They done must have done forgot about their God. Because how are they going to get to us just walking around this wall? Now, this wall is about 25 feet, and some places it's 20 foot thick. Now, just walking around a wall, it ain't going to fall. That's what you think. But see, when God is in the plan and he shows up on the scene, the walls have already fallen. You just ain't seen it yet. See, your life situation can get better when you follow God's plan. I know it don't make sense.
Come on, tell it.
I got my sword, I got the people, we ready to go to battle.
Yeah.
Lord, we ready to stick and gouge some people. Yeah. We ready to shed some blood up in here, Father God. You said it was all us, let us go at it. We're going to take it.
I'm going to take it.
We're going to get bowdy up in here. Yeah. We're going to put our bandanas on and represent. That ain't what I want you to do, Joshua.
Amen.
I want you to do it my way.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just going to take you a little exercise to get what I'm trying to give you.
Mm.
It ain't going to take all that because I already got it worked out for you.
Yeah.
We think about what Joshua is up against. Bow and arrows, spears. He don't have a catapult. He can't do any of that. These things that he has are only like straws against that wall.
Mm.
But when you show up with God, I am, I am.
Right.
There's no wall that can withstand God.
That's right.
There are some walls in your life you want to get knocked down. You need to stop trying to fix it on your own. You need to allow God to work out his plan in your life.
That's right.
Get rid of the pride. And listen to God's calling, the plays.
Yes.
You stop. Starback said, I wanted to call my own plays. I know he's a genius. I know God is all God. But I want to do it my way sometime. But I had to back off of that. And listen to coach call the plays. And we won the Super Bowl. Did you want to win a Super Bowl in your life? Listen to God's plan, because evidently yours ain't working. Mine wouldn't work either. But when you listen to God, victory is ours to have.
Come on, church.
When you accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of your life, there's certain things we should not do.
Well,
our life changed. It's time out. It's okay to cry. But when people talk about you and mess with you, but it's not okay to cuss them out because they're cussing at you. In certain places we should hang and we shouldn't hang. Because we are representatives, we are ambassadors of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that the plan of God is working in my life.
Yes,
I'm not where I want to be yet, but I can't imagine what God is going to do in my life. What he's already done. You got to understand, where are you in your life following God's plan?
Well,
get you a piece of paper out and get a checklist going. And see how many errors you got on your checklist. And then go back to God and say, God, I'm ready to do it your way. I'm ready to get victory in my life.
Come on.
I'm just telling you, when victory comes when we follow God's plan. There's no wall too big in your life for God. There's nothing. This coronavirus can be handled if we start to trust in God. But see, we'll listen to a knucklehead that's in the White House that tells us this is a hoax. This is this. Man, shut up. You notice I never call him a president. Because a president, I never seen one act like this. I can get a... Who's that baby? What's that baby name? Just won an award for... She can run the White House better than he can. Look at your problem. And you wonder, how am I going to get through this? How can I get past this? Follow God's plan.
Come on.
How can I make this right in my life? Because everything I'm doing is not working out. Every time I say something, it seems like it's the wrong thing. But why don't you say what God would have you to say?
Well.
Every time I get in the person's face and we get into an argument, why don't you go with God instead of going by yourself? Mm. If you want victory in your life, follow God's plan.
Yes,
now, when the man showed up, when the host showed up, Joshua realized who it was and fell down face to the earth. That's what we got to do. We got to worship God no matter what comes about. We done made it through Ebola. We done made it through chicken pox, syphilis, and everything else. We gonna make it through this too, because our God said we gonna make it. And we doing what he want us to do. We're reading his word. We're praying. We're praising. And we gonna have victory in spite of what the White House say, in spite of what the senators say. We have victory in Jesus Christ. I'm going to help you get through this, and I'm going to take my seat. When you have faith in the word of God, you can make it through anything.
Amen.
When you have faith in the word of God, you can get your relationship right. When you have faith in Jesus Christ, you can get another job. When you have faith in the word of God, you can be healed. Do you hear me? When you have faith and you come out the hood, and you're living in apartment after apartment, if you have faith and study the word of God and rely on the word of God, you trust in God, he'll get you a house. You tired of riding a bus? Have faith. Trust the word of God. He'll give you a car. But when he give you the car, don't stop coming to the church. Too many of you do that. You keep passing church.
Come on.
If you want your house to have a different atmosphere in it, why don't you bring it the word out sometime? Why don't you tell the people in this house things about to change? It's going to be a new sheriff in here, and his name ain't the devil. We put Jesus Christ up in here now. Things are going to change up in here. And if you can't win with him, you can get out. But it's going to be Jesus Christ up in here now, because I seen what he did in sister life. And I seen what he did in that brother life. Now I want it in my life. I want some victory in my life. But I'm going to follow God to the end.
Come on. Come on, tell
it. Joshua got his instructions. And you can get yours too. You can put your ways up and get God's ways. You can put your plan up. Matter of fact, you can burn it and do God's plan. See, your plan don't have victory. God's plan has victory.
Oh, yeah.
The sad thing about us, we don't want to give up our lifestyle.
Well,
we like doing what we're doing.
Well,
and we feel as though if it's not hurting nobody, it's okay.
Yeah.
But I want you to know, I may not see you do it, but God sees you do it.
Yeah.
And when he sees you do it, it brings him pain that you won't trust him instead of you trusting yourself. Yeah. See, he's got something for you, but you can't get it. You won't step out on faith and get it.
Amen.
He got it for you. He's ready to give it to you. But you still over here being a knucklehead. You still over here talking about, well, I want to do this. I'm scared to.
Yeah.
God is not a God of fear.
Yeah.
God is a God of love and victory. Yeah. If you want what he has for you, step out on faith and go get it. Because it has victory written all over it. And if you want to shout glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
You want to shout like the Israelites are shouting, and their walls start to fall down. Well, I tell you today, start shouting, baby, and let your walls start falling down. Go on and cry. Go on and tell them, hey, I got victory in Jesus Christ. The day is finally. I'm going to go. The day is finally. I'm going to Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm getting victory.
Yeah.
I'm getting some victory.
Yeah.
Oh, Joshua, the Israelites. Wall wasn't too big for them. Today, I'm in Jesus Christ. Boy, I got some victory today.
Yes,
you might be looking at me, but I'm finna come get what's mine.
Yeah.
And I ain't coming by myself. Oh, I think about that little barrel where he was trapped, and that white man was finna kill him. He was finna kill him, but mama showed up. And the little bear started growling like he really doing something. But mama was behind him growling too. And the man looked up and he was shaking with fear. That's where the Canaanites were, because God done showed up. It ain't going to be no killing. here, brother, that you don't bag off, you're going to be lunch today. Because we're going to have some victory up in here.
Yeah.
Man, you want to act like a grizzly bear and get your victory. It's okay. Because God got it worked out for you. God's got it worked out for you. But you got to remember something. When Joshua showed up on the scene, and that 7 day, he had a secret weapon. Because the Bible never said nobody else seen the host. That's Joshua. Amen. Joshua over there having a conversation with God. They ain't never said nobody was looking at him. Get down, face down. Joshua already knew it. You just do what I said to do, what God done told me to tell you to do. It's going to be all right. Do you want victory in your life today? You can get it. But you can't do it your way. You got to do it God's way. And what we going to do today, we going to get our exercise on. We going to put our different kind of sandals on. We going to walk around this wall. We got a smart wall. We got a smart watches on. And it's got victory in it. We going to walk in the 7 day. I want y'all to get ready because you've been quiet for 6 days. But on the 7 day, when y'all hear them horns blowing, I want you to shout. And see, don't the wall fall down in your life. Why don't you go ahead and start shouting today?
Yes,
come on and let the world know.
Yes,
Corona ain't holding me back.
Right.
I'm going to praise God anyway.
Yeah.
Corona can't hold me back. I'm going to socialize with you anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to socialize because I got victory in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wow.
Victory comes when you follow Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Boy, y'all got this big old head sweating. God help us. I want you to know, you walk around with a secret weapon too. His name is Jesus Christ. And I want you to know, if Jesus Christ can follow instructions, after he went through all he went through, the least we can do is follow instructions and get victory. You tell me, and you think about what Jesus did for you and I. He got spit on. That spit was meant for you and me. He got lied on. Them lies were meant for you and me. He got speared. He got talked about. He got whooped with the cast of nine tails. All that was meant for you and I. But he went on through it anyway. He wasn't weak because he went through it. At any time, he could have stopped the process. But he wanted to do what his father said do. Not because it's so much about him, because he loved you and I. He said, I want them to have victory. I want them to see love and victory in their lives. I want them to have a right relationship with my father. So what I'm going to do, is I'm going to do what God has asked me to do. My father, I'm going to get on the cross. I'm going to let him put me in a tomb. But after I get a little rest, I'm coming back in 3 days. But before he got up there, can you hear the angels wondering? Uh-oh, they getting ready to mess up now.
Yeah.
I bet they better not lift him up.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Bible says, if I lift him up, all men's going to be drawn into me. Oh, come on now. They're going to lift him up. Victory is going to come. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Victory is here. Because when he lifted up, he done drew you, all of us from different walks of life. He got
victory.
I'm so glad they lift him up.
Amen.
Don't let the corona stop you.
Amen.
Whatever's in your life, whatever wall you got to deal with, take God to the battlefield. Because he wants you to have victory. If you want victory in your life, if you want salvation in your life, accept Jesus Christ. But you want your walls to come down. Victory comes when you follow God's plan. God bless you. God keep you.